Today is Super Bowl Sunday. I'm actually not expecting a big crowd for the 6 o'clock mass tonight. It's the day when the National Football League in the U.S. decides its championship, and we get to watch all those wonderful commercials. At least I hope we do. I remember watching the first Super Bowl 59 years ago. My favorite team, the Green Bay Packers, beat the Kansas City Chiefs 35-10. A lot has changed in football since that time. One of the changes, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I certainly have, is the celebrations that the players do after they make a good play. It's funny to see a 350-pound defensive lineman dance after sacking the quarterback. But that's today's game. Oversized millionaires saying, "Look at me, I did something good." Funny, I thought they were supposed to do something good on every play. We had some wonderful readings from the Bible last weekend, and today's readings follow from them so well. The readings from last weekend spoke to us about the kind of person that we should be. First reading from the prophet Zephaniah said, "Seek righteousness, seek humility." So we should be righteous. That means we should conduct ourselves in ways that are morally right in the sight of God. And we should be humble. Then in the second reading, St. Paul reminded the Christians in Corinth that they are not called to faith in Jesus because they were powerful or born to noble families. He actually called them foolish and said that God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. So we should be weak and we should be foolish, at least in the way the world judges strength and wisdom. And then the Sermon on the Mount, perhaps Jesus' best known sermon. It also spoke to us about the kind of person that we should be. We should be poor in spirit. In other words, we should be humble before God. We should be meek. We should extend mercy to others. We should be peacemakers. So if we look at those three readings together, we should be humble, we should be meek, we should be foolish, powerful, powerless, and merciful. Well, how can we be that kind of person? Do we all need to get rid of our earthly possessions and become monks or hermits? Well, just as the readings from last weekend talked about the kind of person we should be, the readings today speak to us about the kind of things that we should do to become that person. In the first reading, Isaiah spoke about fasting. Fasting is abstaining from something, usually food or drink. And we do that so that we can grow spiritually. We humbly deny ourselves something of the flesh to glorify God. Lent is just around the corner, and we often fast from something we enjoy during Lent, maybe chocolate. That's one of my favorites. But Isaiah was talking about a different kind of fast, a different way to grow spiritually, to loose the bonds of injustice, to let the oppressed go free, to bring the homeless poor into your house, to clothe the naked. He's not talking about withdrawing from the material world at all. He's talking about getting involved, making things better, especially for the poor. We, as a parish, chose this kind of fast when we became involved with our sister parish and our sister school in Jamaica so many years ago. And we continue this kind of fast when we respond to the many appeals that are presented to us, and we do that so very well, so generously. Jesus gives us a similar message in the gospel today. The reading we heard from the Gospel of Matthew comes directly after the Sermon on the Mount, where Jesus told us to be poor in spirit, meek, humble, and merciful. So after this, he tells the disciples that they are the salt of the earth. They are the light of the world. He says, if someone lights a lamp, they don't put it under a bushel basket. In other words, if you have something to offer, then offer it. And don't hide it. But how do we justify these two consecutive teachings of Jesus? First, he tells us we should be meek and humble, and then he says we should put ourselves on the lampstand so everyone can see us. Well, Jesus isn't telling us to show off. He's telling us to show up. And there's a difference. After that 350-pound defensive lineman sacks the quarterback, he can do his little dance, well, actually a big dance. He can show off, or he can get back to the line of scrimmage and try even harder on the next play. He can keep showing up. And that's what Jesus is calling us to do in the gospel today. And he told his disciples what showing up meant. He told them they are the salt of the earth. They are the light of the world. I think all of us who enjoy eating know how important salt is, but we seldom eat salt all by itself. Salt is combined with other foods. It brings out their flavor. So when Jesus told his disciples that they were salt, he was telling them that they had a very important role to play, but that role was in relation to others. And similarly, when he called them light of the world, he was letting them know that the light is of no use unless it shines for others. It doesn't shine for itself. That's silly. So he wasn't telling them to put themselves on the lampstand so others could see them, but so others could see. Many of his disciples had been with him for a long time. They had learned much from him, and Jesus was telling him to share those gifts with others, not to hide them. He's given each of us gifts. At our baptism, we were anointed with the Holy Chrism as priest, prophet, and king. Theodore is going to be baptized that way in just a short time. And it is the role of prophet that Jesus is speaking to us about today. We are prophets when we show up. Father Paul spoke to us a couple weeks ago about saying grace when we eat at a restaurant. I don't know if you remember him talking about that. You know, I used to feel very self-conscious when I said my meal prayers at a restaurant. It's a little thing, I know, but I only became comfortable doing this when I realized that this simple gesture of gratitude to God was not about showing off, but about showing up, humbly thanking God and his son Jesus for my food. And if other people saw this, maybe they would thank God, or maybe they would think that I was like that 350-pound dancing lineman just showing off. I don't know, but I always do it now. That's a simple example, but most of our opportunities to show up happen during the ordinary times. A caring smile for a stranger, a well-timed phone call to someone who's lonely or struggling, an extra shovel in our neighbor's driveway after a heavy snowfall. But how do we make sure when we put our light on the lampstand that we're showing up and not showing off? St. Paul told us how in that second reading. I did not come proclaiming the mystery of God to you in lofty words or wisdom, but with a demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith might rest not on human wisdom, but on the power of God. For I decided to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. St. Paul showed up over and over, despite beatings, imprisonment, and ridicule, not because he was showing off. Reading today tells us very clearly that he did not want the focus to be on the messenger. He did not want the focus to be on him, but rather on the message, on Jesus Christ and on him crucified. This business of being a prophet, the role that we are all called to, is hard to figure out. Some of us choose to ignore it. We keep our faith to ourselves, never sharing it even with our families or our closest friends. I'm not sure that's really faith. And for those who act the part of the prophet, there are those who use their faith as a stage, a means of showing off. When Jesus told us to put our lamp on the lampstand, he was asking us to shine his light, not our light, on the world. He was telling us to show up.
Please rise.
Dear brothers and sisters, let us invoke the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ for Theodore, about to receive the grace of baptism, and for his parents and godparents, and for all the baptized. Give this child new birth and baptism through the radiant divine mystery of your death and resurrection, and join him to your holy church,